Adam and Eve disobey. This happy couple had everything wonderful. Both of them felt so good. They were told only one thing they should not do. God told them that they could eat the fruit of any tree they wanted, except one. Of one tree, he said, do not eat it, and do not touch it. God wanted man to do good and learn to obey. But Satan was working against God. He wanted the people to disobey God and do wrong. Satan decided upon a plan. He did not want Eve to know who he was, so he hid in a serpent and made the sly serpent talk to her. She must have been surprised and pleased by this animal that could talk. The serpent came to her and said, did God say, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden? Eve said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but not the fruit of the middle tree. God said we must not eat it, nor touch it, lest we die. You will not die, the serpent lied. God knows that this is what will really happen. If you eat it, you will learn right from wrong, and you shall know as much as God. This can make you wise. Satan always lies to people. He makes sin look pretty and interesting. Foolish Eve believed the sly serpent. She did not even talk to her husband about it. Instead, she looked at the tree. The fruit did look good, and it was pretty. Eve thought about it. She would like to be wise like God. She reached out and touched the fruit. She picked it from the tree. She ate it. She gave Adam some of the fruit. He also ate it. Adam and Eve had disobeyed God, their heavenly Father. Suddenly they both knew they had done wrong. They had sinned, and for the first time they felt afraid and ashamed. Before this time, they had been perfect and pure. Now they were sinners. Their hearts were wicked. That evening God came to take a walk in the garden. Adam and Eve heard God coming, and they felt afraid. They ran and hid themselves among the trees. The Lord called, Adam, where are you? I heard your voice and I was afraid, Adam told him. Have you eaten of the tree I told you not to eat of? Asked God. The woman you gave me, she gave me some of the fruit and I ate it, answered Adam. So God asked Eve, what have you done? The serpent tricked me, said Eve, and I ate it. God spoke to the serpent, you will be hated more than any other animals. You will crawl in the dust forever. God was hurt and angry because the people he had made and loved disobeyed the rule he had given them. He was disappointed that they had believed the devil instead of him. They had failed the simple test to obey. Now the two people listened while God told them of their punishment for disobeying. They would have to work very hard and grow their own food. Weeds would grow in their garden. Trouble and sickness would come into their lives. Someday they would have to die. They could no longer live in the lovely garden that God had planned for them. Even though God had to do this to them, He still loved them. He promised them that someday He would save people from sin. We know that God later sent Jesus, His Son, into the world. Through Jesus, God will now forgive people of wrong when they are sorry and obey God. So, Adam and Eve had to go away, and somewhere outside the garden, they had to work and make themselves another home. They could not go back into the Garden of Eden again. God put angels with a flaming sword at the gate of the garden. This was to keep Adam and Eve from going back into the garden. Think how much they lost. Sin spoiled their lives. Failing to obey is a sin. Sin spoils everything, doesn't it?
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the church.